Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
The following is a recorded interview with Roger Dowitt by Midwest Genealogy Center staff. This is not an authorized recording by the Elmwood Cemetery Society Board. Thank you.
Today is April 27th, and we're at Elmwood Cemetery, and the voice that you will be hearing explaining the different places here at Elmwood is Roger
Douthit.
Douthit. And he has been a volunteer here at Elmwood for how many years?
About 15.
15 years.
Okay, we're going to begin the tour starting here by the east side of the chapel on the outside. And if you look straight ahead, you'll see the federal building. It's got that water tower, the red tower on top of it. And during the war, I was told that the train tracks runs right by this cemetery and goes down there, and they would bring the bodies and they'd unload them, and then they'd bring them over to the cemetery and they'd put them in the holding vault. And the reason I am doing this interview mainly is because of two things. One is, if you look at the death certificates, a lot of them will say Elmwood Cemetery. There's probably about 40,000 to 60,000, my guess. I don't have no facts, but that's my guess. That shows that they're at the cemetery. But when the book was formed, the big green book, there was only 31,000 burials. So that means that they're not here, and there's three reasons for it. One is they could have been cremated here, and if you look at the side of the chapel, the far north end is where the crematory is, and you'll see the big smokestack on top coming out of the back of the chapel. And in the middle, right by the doors to go down to the basement, was a holding vault that they could put about 15 to 20 caskets inside there. And when they'd have going to have a service, they'd bring them down, roll them down this little ramp down to the basement. They'd put them in the holding vault. And when they was going to have a service, there was a hole from the chapel down with an elevator, and they would lower it down, put the casket on there, bring it back up, and it'd be there for the service. And then if it was going to go to a different cemetery, they'd bring it, lower it back down, bring it out the side door, and roll it up into the hearse. Or if it was going to be cremated, they'd take it over to the crematory altar, and then when they got to it, they'd cremate them. And also, if you look at the side of the chapel where the grits are underneath the windows, down there is the columbarium where they would store the urns once they were cremated. And that was our columbarium. We had a holding vault there. We had another one. Then we had a crematory there. And the chapel was pretty small, but it was pretty nice. The problem, the crematory operated from 1918 to 1995, and it burned diesel right by closer to the entrance. is where the diesel pump was, and it would operate the crematory. So whenever they'd operate it, and I moved into the neighborhood in 1984, there'd be big black smoke come all the way across. You couldn't hardly see to get out your front door because it was burning that diesel. And they stopped doing that in 1995. And if you look straight ahead, you'll see where the federal building was. And they would unload the bodies. And I've heard several people in the neighborhood talking about it, where they'd, when they as a kid, they would watch the train go by, and then they'd run over there and watch them unload the casket, put it on a horse, and have the little wagon that they'd bring them over here and put them in the holding vault. Usually it wasn't the chapel one, but it was one back that we'll stop at on our third stop. And from here we'll go to the back gate, and if you're driving, you can drive straight ahead and just kind of watch that federal building with the tower. Actually, that building only takes up one block, but there's two smaller buildings you can't see that's federal buildings that takes up two more blocks. And it was the smaller ones, I think, where they unloaded it. And now we're right by the side of the chapel. And in this little green booklet, on page 25, you'll see a picture of the crematory. And we want to keep on going straight and make a left-hand turn at the end. And on page 27, you'll see the columbarium in here. And of course, we don't have the holding vault in here, but we do have the inside of the chapel and the outside of the chapel. And then we can go either way here. We might as well stay by the wall. These run together. There is 50 acres, according to the big green book on Elmwood. And then we go to the right. From here, you can see where the federal building is. And they would bring their horses and carts and bring it over here. You can also see the train track, the thing that protects it across there, that little wire, which is really close to here.
So facing the federal building, the left of it, on the left side of the cemetery is where the railroad tracks are.
Yes, you might want to step out so you can see it. See, there's the train track. There, you go underneath it, but there's the train tracks that run right there on over.
It's the little old building.
That belongs to this other company. It don't belong to us. And used to it was a junkyard back. And this is one of the busy train tracks. Goes from Union Station right down past the federal building complex. They don't use that anymore, but there's somebody working on the train track over here, and you can see that thing for the lights up above. So, you know, it's really close. And this gate, it used to go straight on through, and Elmwood was over there, Elmwood Street. Now, a lot of people say that Elmwood was named after the Elmwoods in the cemetery. I think it was named after the street. That truck is coming down from over there by Elmwood, and it's going on down to catch 12th Street here. They have to go to catch it underneath the railroad track. And besides wanting to tell you about do this kind of interview. There's mainly two reasons, and I don't know if I told you that or not. But one is, I do the genealogy for the cemetery. And I was out there at the genealogy library, Mid-Continent, when I heard two ladies talking. One of them says, well, I just about gave up. I came out here and I couldn't find my, I think it was her grandfather, and I can't find any record of when he died or anything. So the only thing I could think of is sending a letter to Elmwood Cemetery, because he worked in Kansas City. And so I got the letter, went to the cemetery board. I took the information to look it up, and somehow, and I didn't talk to the lady, so I don't really know, but I heard that she said, well, you know, I sent it to them. 3 days later, they told me, sorry, he's not here, but he's in at a cemetery in Kansas. She says, I went out there and he was there. She says, I don't know how they found out. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this. And another reason is because on the death certificates, a lot of times they'll have cremation and it'll say Elmwood Cemetery, but they don't mean that he's buried here. And we've got cremation records that tells where they're buried. And on this one, this person was buried in St. Louis, died in Missouri at the aged home, and buried in St. Louis. So the death certificate just says Elmwood Cemetery. It don't really give you a whole lot. So that's one reason why we may have 40 to 60,000 people that shows the death certificate Elmwood Cemetery, but we've only got something like 31,000 buried here up until 78, I believe, when the book was done. And also, I've looked at these death certificates, and some of them will have the cremation, some of them will have Elmwood Cemetery, and some will have Elmwood Cemetery Vault, because we have holding vaults here, and they didn't have refrigeration very good back then. So in the summer, when it was hot and they couldn't find the family, they would put it in a holding vault and wait until they could find the family, because they didn't want it in the cemetery, in their funeral home, for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. And so I would assume the opposite then, in the wintertime when they couldn't dig a hole because the ground is frozen,
right,
and they would hold the bodies there as well. So even though they're being held there, they might have been
buried
in another location.
I heard that we had 50 holding vaults. Mm-hmm. And the whole Jackson County, or the whole metro area, and I don't know where I've seen that, had 11. And one of them that nobody knew about never was used. So if we had 50, they probably, on the death certificate, there may be 40,000 just of the ones that was in the holding vault, and then they never corrected 3 days later after the death certificate was done.
Because it's not going to say on those death certificates in the holding vault, does it?
It does.
It will say that.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it says Elmwood Cemetery Vault.
Okay.
and that means the public holding vault.
And is that like a 50% of the time, 90% of the time, it'll say that? It varies, you don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, so there's chances that it might.
So, you know, when you're doing genealogy, mm-hmm. and you see that it says Elmwood Cemetery, and you don't find it in the Elmwood Cemetery book, there's two other possibilities. One is we might have a record of the cremation and it might have gone someplace. But as far as the people that was in the holding vault, I don't know of any records that we've got. And it could have been that we just let them come in, put it in the holding vault, and the undertaker kept a record of it. You know, it should have the undertaker on it. And that's the only other way to get back to where it might have went. So next we'll go and check the holding vault. From the gate, if you look back behind, you can see that wall back there. And that's where the holding vault is, down there by the maintenance shed.
So when people are not finding their relative in the green book, do you suggest they contact the cemetery?
What I usually do when I do my genealogy is I will start here at the cemetery and I'll look for the cemetery records, mainly the green book, or we have cards, index cards, that's more current. And we'll check them. And then if I don't find them, unless I know that they're cremated, because we didn't have the cremation records available until about 3 years ago. And so then what I've done is I normally go out to the genealogical library and I will check for if they died after 1880 to see on the electronic Kinsey Star to see if there's a death certificate. And a lot of times that'll tell you a little bit. And then I'll check for the death certificate. And with the death certificate, it'll usually say Elmwood, and sometimes they'll have it marked up at the top, cremated, and it'll say Kansas City, because we was the only cremation place. So if it says, cremation, and then it's got Kansas City in there, then we know that it came here to be cremated.
And your original step, first thing, you started looking through cards. You have access to those. But just right. The regular public, they would not be able to come here and look through those cards, or can they if they set some kind of an appointment?
Well, we would look them up for them.
For them? Okay.
But if they died before the Green Book was well, then it should be in there. And to find a grave is pretty in-depth on the cemetery.
Great.
Because we've got a lot of people, and we encourage people to come out, take pictures, and to put it on Find a Grave if they want to, because that allows them to go there, take a pic, and it's usually got a picture of the tombstone. But sometimes they don't know about the cremation records, and they don't know about the holding vault records. And since we're right here at the holding vault, we can kind of peek inside to see what it looks like. And basically it's just concrete shelves.
Okay, and there's 50 spots inside of here for the caskets.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about some things with Elmwood Cemetery that you didn't get on the previous recording. So if you want to go ahead and talk about that. I think there was something with some hitching posts and some other stuff there.
Yes. The next stop from the holding vault, mm-hmm. we'll go up to the front gate and stop at the hitching post, which is in front of the cemetery office. And in the bylaws, it said that when you rode a horse into the cemetery, be sure you dismount it, walk over to the hitching post, and tie it up at the hitching post. But if you must, take your horse to the grave side, well, dismount it and walk it to the grave. And the hitching post is right over here by some of these cremation sites. And if you look straight ahead, over on the left-hand side is the Truman Improvement District's office. And if you look to the right-hand side is the Sheriff's Way office. It's a funeral director's office. And behind it, inside the main office of the cemetery, is Elmwood Cemetery's office, where we have the records for the cremations from 1918 to 1995. We've got index cards, we've got plot cards, and if they was buried in rows, we got the roll book that lists where they're buried in the rows. And that's what's in the office, and I think that pretty well covers it.
Okay, very interesting. Well, I had a couple questions for you since we're here, just relating to Elmwood Cemetery in general, that I thought might be good to record. I wanted to ask, where is Elmwood Cemetery located?
It's located at 4900 Truman Road. It's between Van Brunt and approximately Elmwood.
Do you know how old the cemetery is?
Yes, it was incorporated in July, I think it was the 7th of 1872.
Okay. And do they still bury people there today, or?
Yes, yeah, okay. They do. And actually, the first burial from, if you looked up on top of the hill from the holding vault, mm-hmm. is up on top of the hill where Sally Ayers, she was, I believe, 9 when she died, and she was buried up there July the 5th of 1872,
oh.
The first burial there.
Okay.
However, she's not the oldest burial, because the first cemetery was where the Heart of America Bridge was, and they took all the bodies and moved them either to Union or to Elmwood. And then they split them up and moved them again.
Oh,
so
okay.
We may have, I think we've got one that was died in 1832. And I believe, but Union will disagree, that they was incorporated in January of 1872. So they'd be the second oldest. However, the first oldest is no longer in existence.
Okay. And you were talking about there were cremations that happened there. Do you know what years, like when they started and when they stopped doing the cremations?
Yes, it's 1918 to 1995.
Okay. Thank you. You were talking about the green book, and I just wanted to know what is the Green Book, and how do people get access to that information?
There's two Green Books. The main Green Book is one that was published by the Heart of America Genealogical Society.
Okay.
And there's three copies out here. One's a circulating copy, and then there's two reference copies at the Midwest Genealogical Center.
Okay.
And then the other green book is a real small folder type green book that has some pictures and some bylaws. and it was created about 1899, and it's not readily available, but you do have access to it.
Okay, great. Was there anything else with Elmwood Cemetery that you might know as a volunteer that you might want to share with the public? Or is that kind of, you got all your stories that you wanted to tell?
I think I've got most of the stories. Of course, there's a lot of genealogy there and a lot of people buried there. The most recent one that everybody asked about is we had a pet deer in the cemetery, and from 2011 through 2013, and there's a website out there for Ella the cemetery deer.
That's really cute. I mean, sad that the deer died, but really cute that you guys did that. Okay, well, I think I got everything that you wanted to talk about. So thank you, and we will keep this recording.